Oh my goodness, what an election! Just so many emotions.
Oh God, I know. Were you up all night too, Maeve? People are out here on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely. But what else can you do with such a landslide victory? I cannot believe we have elected our first Indigenous woman president.
Hey! Welcome to season 15, episode 7 of Mothers of Invention. I'm Thamali Kodikara. I'm so happy to be back series producing my favourite show, but in my day job, I'm president of Wolf News, the leading multinational cable news network for Black, Brown and Indigenous issues around the world.
I'm Maeve Higgins. I'm a comic, writer, Tony Award-winning actress and singer and longtime partner of Michael B. Jordan. I've been hosting this show since back in the day when there were nation states and borders. Do you remember those? Back around the time of the global youth climate movement of the 2020s.
And a very long time ago, I was President of Ireland and a former High Commissioner for Human Rights and indeed a former Chair of the Elders.
Mary, don't be coy. I just heard you've been awarded your third Nobel Peace Prize for Climate Justice since 2029. Congratulations. I've spent a lifetime trying to keep up with all of your achievements, but I swear you have more energy today than you did, like, when was it? 15 years ago when we launched Mothers of Invention?
Really, has it been that long ago?
Mm-hmm.
And to think we were one of the first climate podcasts out there.
Yeah.
Although I must say I'm very fond of Cardi B's podcast these days. She's been such an important asset to the climate movement since she got her law degree.
We love her. Don't forget about Alex Jones too. He's really stepped up with his feminist climate podcast. He came around, didn't he?
Oh, he sure did, Maeve. That's an understatement. But remember what a big deal it was when Barack Obama was elected to office? Mm-hmm. I celebrated day and night on the streets of New York, and that was back when they were made of asphalt and folks could still drive petrol cars through the city, which
wow.
is just, ugh, remember that?
Yeah.
But goodness me, it still wasn't a scratch on last night's celebrations. I cannot believe we're coming to the end of the first Black woman presidency, only to see her vice president
wow.
elected as the first Indigenous woman president.
Yeah.
It's just incredible what they've been able to achieve together in just 8 short years.
Mm-hmm.
The parties are still going on outside my window here in Brooklyn's beautiful street meadows.
Wow.
Wait, hang on. Let me open the window. Can you hear them?
Well, that's fantastic.
Oh, fun. That is so nice. I can see folks have been picnicking from the apple, pear and plum trees in my neighbourhood, from right outside my front door all the way to the subway. It really feels like all that community building paid off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
After 19 years here, it felt amazing to contribute my vote for the first time, even though I'm still not a US citizen, but it's so liberating to know that everybody who lives here and contributes to the well-being of the US finally gets to decide who governs.
Well, congratulations, Maeve, on using your voice and your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Good on you.
Thank you.
I was at home celebrating the result with my great-grandchildren. Of course, as you remember, I hope,
yep.
I became the first woman president of Ireland 42 years
wow.
ago.
Mm.
All kinds of memories from the night I was elected came flooding back to me.
Wow.
And in particular, what it meant for women all around the world. But that was back then, when these old patriarchic ideas still ran our social and governmental systems.
Ugh.
So much has changed for the good since then.
God, yeah. Remember when patriarchy ran everything? So the kids listening, they're not old enough to remember what it was like before the global just transition for military and police. But we remember what it was like when there was wars on every continent and you could just turn on the news at any time of day and something horrible was happening.
Oh, yeah, Maeve. But of course, we owe an enormous amount to the queer and trans liberation movements for that. We didn't realise it at the time, but it was them who taught us how to reject toxic masculinity. And I know all the wonderful men in my life are quick to agree.
I don't think any of us will forget Madam President's first 100 days back in 2028. It was so transformative for the world and just incredible to see so many other nations quickly follow suit. We did have a pretty good idea when she implemented universal healthcare on day one, not to mention committing Donald Trump to a lifetime of community service. Yay!
Yeah, I did hear that he's almost done with his 5 billion tree planting initiative and he's about to get to work on that gun melting project.
Yes, I heard the same. And reparations for Black and Indigenous Americans was an absolutely monumental moment. And I was delighted to see Britain do the same.
Finally.
Along with universal basic income, we really did see much exponential change.
Those first rounds of payments felt like instant peace across the whole nation, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think for all three of us, seeing Secretary of State Shia Bastida elected to the Senate was such an emotional moment.
Totally.
Do you remember when she co-hosted our season 3 closing episode as an 18-year-old freshman in college?
Yeah. Yes, I do remember. So go, Shia. That's wonderful.
It was such a scary time back then, but the youth climate movement was so fearless.
They did not disappoint, did they? We met our 2030 targets by knocking out our 45% reduction in emissions ahead of time. Palm oil and single-use plastics received their global ban, and Indigenous land rights were finally restored thanks to some unprecedented diplomatic work.
Yeah, and I think that our lives really changed since the greening of the cities happened. Remember all the old buildings that were retrofitted for energy conservation, and those really cool ideas that we've seen from the Department of Creativity using old plastics to build homes and recycle homes. I think it's further proof of how lucky we are to have the arts, you know, and artists.
Absolutely. But I think we'd probably all agree that the enormous culture shift that happened in the global north was that moment right after the 2020 US election, when we all sort of stopped and looked around at what we felt was most important to protect.
Mm-hmm.
Folks got involved in community organizing and joined local cooperatives, participated in local government elections and contributed to mutual aid programs.
Molly, I absolutely agree. The citizens' think tanks have done so much to empower neighborhoods all over the world. So all that's left on the table is our 2050 target for net zero emissions. But if we keep on track for the next 18 years, we're very likely to get that done. We need to keep front of mind our democratic right to good health and happiness for our children's futures and for our beautiful planet.
Yeah.
Because all kinds of things are possible when we believe in our power to create change. That's what it takes.
Definitely, Mary. Okay, well, we'll see you next time. We're going to hear from former President Bolsonaro from his community service program. He's at work on a new kindergarten education program and a doula service for Indigenous mothers in the Amazon.